This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. I wrote these shows specifically to give you real keys that will bring you real supernatural breakthrough. Over the years, God has shown me that almost all my issues have come from my soul. I'm going to explain to you in these programs that our spirit may be perfect when we're born again, but our souls aren't. And you won't believe all the things in our life that are affected by the condition of our souls. I know because my soul was a mess. I'm an ex-felon. I was sentenced to almost 13 years in federal prison. I was a drug addict, a drug dealer, and a meth cook. I spent years and years on the streets involved in all kinds of violent crimes. I used to do drug collections for myself and other big drug dealers. I would go to people's houses and at gunpoint take their belongings as payment for money that they owed on drugs. All those years of sin and trauma in my life caused my soul to be wounded. And since then, God has shown me through scripture dozens and dozens of problems that are directly connected to the condition of our souls. You may not be a drug addict or a violent criminal like I was, but everyone on the planet has gone through stuff. And that stuff is right now sabotaging every part of your life. Your money, your marriage, your relationships, your health, your family, your mind, your emotions. You're gonna find some real keys in these programs. The same keys the Lord gave to me that brought me countless miracles in my own life. I'm not the same person I was. I don't act the same, I don't feel the same. My marriage has changed, my physical health has changed. I don't even look the same. God showed me these keys in the Bible so that I could show you. And when you get your soul healed, your entire life is gonna change. Okay, we're gonna learn a lot over these next series of programs. I'm gonna be focusing a lot on the soul and how our souls literally get wounded. And you're just going to be amazed. You're going to be amazed when you see biblically, because I'm going to show you in the Word how the wounded soul affects every single area of your life. It's just this wide variety and assortment of issues that can raise up in your life when your soul man gets wounded. Because our spirit man isn't making any problems for us. It's born again in Christ. It's perfect. So it's our soul man that's allowing various things to happen in our life. When your soul gets wounded, it can affect every area of your life, like your mind, your will, and your emotions. It can cause strongholds in your mind, cause you to think wrong thoughts. It can control your will, cause you to make wrong decisions. When you have wounds in your soul, it can control your emotions, cause you to feel painful, negative, hurtful emotions. When your soul is wounded, it affects every area of your life. You're going to see relationships can be directly affected by wounds in the soul. The soul is causing adultery. It's causing divorce. It even causes infertility. I'll show you that in Scripture in the process of these programs. The soul is responsible for so many issues in our life. You see church splits happening because of people who have wounded souls. You see businesses breaking up because of the soul. You see prosperity not coming to the body of Christ because the body is wounded in its soul. That's what the Bible says in 3 John 1, right? It says that we'll be prospered and in health, even as our soul is prospered. You'll see a lot of financial issues are going to shift in your life once you get your soul healed. Amen? And your health, I mean, I have seen such a wide variety of assortments and diseases and disorders that come upon people when they have wounds in their soul. Long-term illnesses directly connected to the soul. bone issues directly connected to the soul. Cancers directly connected to the soul. Diseases, bacterias, viruses, ailments. You would not believe the list. Inflammations. All those diseases and disorders can be attributed to our soul man. You're going to be amazed when you see all the scriptural proof that we're going to bring forth over the course of these programs to show you how all these different wide variety and myriad of problems and issues are directly connected to your soul. And that when you get your soul healed, you're going to see a shift. You're going to see your health completely change. You're going to see your marriages shift. You're going to have the marriage of your dreams when your soul gets healed. Amen? You're going to see churches sticking together, not breaking up. You're going to see businesses be successful. You're going to see you go out and start to heal the sick, drive out demons, raise the dead, cleanse lepers. You're going to have a new level of authority and dominion once you learn about the soul. Amen? You're going to become supernatural people. You know, it's amazing. I live in a flow of supernatural miracles. Almost every single day, I have some kind of miracle happen in my life. And you know what? It's become normal to be supernatural. Completely normal. And that's the way it should be. God is a supernatural God, and we're his children. Jesus Christ, when he was here on earth, he did supernatural stuff every single day. It was normal for him to be supernatural. And he said even greater things than these will we do. Amen? You're going to get in a flow. It's going to become normal for you to be supernatural. You're going to start seeing miracles happen all over the place in association to every area of your life. You're going to start praying for people. They're going to start getting healed. And it's going to be, you're going to see the correlation. You're going to see how that new level of living in the realm of supernatural is attached to you having an understanding about your soul and healing in your soul and how to get other people's souls healed. Amen. And in these programs, I'm going to teach you about two simple steps on how to get your soul healed. And they're both about Jesus. That's the beauty of this revelation. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. You're going to learn that the blood from the cross and a power called dunamis from the resurrection can heal your soul. And how those two things can be applied to all this different myriad of topics and issues and debacles that you've been dealing with. The same two answers, Jesus, the blood from the cross, and the dunamis power from the resurrection can heal inflammation, can heal cancer, can heal your marriage, can cause you to not have a miscarriage, can cause you not to have wrong doctrinal thinking, can heal any part of your life. And we're going to apply those two things about Jesus over and over and over again in these programs. Amen? Amen. So let's talk about the soul. I'm going to start this session by giving you a foundation of understanding about the soul, and everything else I'm going to teach throughout these programs is going to be built off of this foundation. So let's pay attention as I just kind of build the argument right here. We're three-part beings. We're body, soul, and spirit. When you're born again, your spirit man was made instantly perfect. In Colossians 1, it talks about there's a mystery among the Gentiles of Christ in us, the hope of glory. When you're born again, the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, comes to reside with inside of you. Now, do you think anything is wrong with the Spirit of Christ? Is there any fault? Any sin? Any issue? Any problem? So that means that all the problems in your life are not coming from your born-again spirit, right? So where are they coming from? They are coming from your soul. When you're born again, your soul man is not made instantly perfect. Your soul consists of your mind, your will, and your emotions. And when you're born again, those three parts of you, your soul, does not get instantly healed like your spirit man does. Now, it talks about that in Hebrews 10:14. Let's listen to this simple scripture. It says this, "For by one offering, he," meaning Jesus, "has perfected forever them that are sanctified." So this scripture right here is talking about Jesus' sacrifice and how his sacrifice enables us to have the ability to be sanctified. Amen. What does that mean? Well, what is sanctification? Sanctification is a process of cleansing and purification. Where does this process of cleansing and purification happen in us? It happens in our souls. It's our souls that get cleansed and purified. Now, how do I know that for sure? Well, if you go to the Strong's Concordance and you look up that word sanctification, that we are sanctified by his one-time offering, it actually means the renewal of the soul. That's what it means in the Greek, in the Strong's. The renewal of the soul. See, that's what gets sanctified in us. That's what gets progressively, step by step, cleansed and purified in us is our souls. Our spirit, it happens instantly. Our souls, we have to go through that process of sanctification. Now, why would our souls have to be healed? Why would our souls need to be cleansed and purified? Because according to the Bible, our souls are wounded. Our souls have been literally wounded through two main sources: sin and trauma. Sin and trauma. Let's look at what the Bible has to say about that. First, let's listen to Isaiah 30:26. I'm going to read from the Amplified. And it says this: the Lord binds up the hurts of his people and heals their wound formed, inflicted by him because of their sin. Okay, according to the scripture, wounds can be formed in us through sin. Amen? When we sin against ourselves, like, you know, we get involved in alcoholism or adultery, or, you know, we drank or we smoked or we did drugs, or maybe it's not so obvious stuff. You know, maybe we gossip too much. Maybe we chronically overeat. But those sins, according to the scripture right here, can wound us. Maybe somebody sins against us. They attack us. They reject us. They molest us. They abandon us. They talk about us. Well, those sins committed against us can wound us too. And the Bible says it right there, that God heals our wounds that are inflicted because of the sin. The sin wounds us. Now, that's not talking about a physical wound, like a cut on the body or something, you know, a knife wound or something like that. That word wound in the Hebrew means pains and sorrows. Those are the difficult, painful emotions that you feel in your soul when your soul has been wounded by sin. Sin can wound us. A good example of somebody in the Bible being wounded in their soul by sin is David. Remember David? He sinned. He committed murder. He murdered Uriah. He committed adultery with Bathsheba. And guess what? Those sins of adultery and murder literally wounded David in his soul. How do we know? In Psalm 38, David is lamenting the pain. He's explaining the pain he's feeling from these wounds that came from his sin. In verse 3, it says, he says, there's no rest in my bones because of my sin. Verse 5, he says, my wounds stink because of my foolishness. Verse 11, my friends avoid me because of my wounds. I don't remember David saying anything about him being wounded physically from his sins of adultery and murder. No, rather, he's talking about the wounds that came from his sins of this adultery and murder, and now it's affecting his soul. And we know it's affecting his soul because in verse 8 he says this, I'm groaning by the disquietness in my heart. That word heart means the soul. Look it up in the Hebrew. He's saying, man, I'm feeling the pain. I committed these sins. They have now wounded me, and I am now groaning from the disquiet that's in my heart. My soul has been wounded. Sin can wound us. When sin wounds us, we have to have our souls literally healed. Literally healed. That's what it says in Psalm 41. The psalmist says this, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I've sinned against thee. Did you hear that? Heal my soul, for I've sinned against thee. Right there, the psalmist is saying, look, he's acknowledging sin wounds you and then your soul has to be healed. Our soul needs healing because we have sinned and people have sinned against us. In fact, the Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of life change.
For years, I lived a life of drugs and violence, and I eventually ended up in prison. When I was out on the streets, I did major damage to everyone around me, and I was just one person. Now, think about this. Every year, hundreds of thousands of inmates are released. We need to get them healed while they're still inside so they don't do major damage to themselves and the world around them when they get out. For several years, we've been going into prisons and seeing that happen, and now you can help.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of The Healing School 6-Disc Set. With a gift of $28 or more, you will have a part in putting Healing School resources into the hands of a life that is ready for a chance to change. Again, call toll-free. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of The Healing School.
The Healing School CD set will open up your understanding to the deeper things in the Bible that you may have never heard before. So if you're stuck and you've tried everything and nothing has worked, this CD set will reveal God's healing power and bring results that really work. This set could be the key to your breakthrough.
Call now, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
So sin wounds us, but so does trauma. Painful events can leave a wound in your soul, like a tragic accident, a death in your family. That can leave a scar inside your inner man. Maybe loss of a job. Maybe you lost your home or your car or your children. You went through a painful divorce. You know, all of those traumatic events can wound you. Maybe you have somebody in your life that's gone through an elongated period of sickness. That can be traumatizing for the person who is sick and the caregivers that are helping the sick person. I know my family lived through many years of my mom being sick, and we were traumatized by it. It's very taxing to go through elongated periods of sickness. There are so many things in our lives that we don't realize literally cause trauma in our life, and then that causes a woundedness inside our soul. Now, a good example of somebody being wounded by trauma in the Bible is Job. If you look at Job's life, Job went through some trauma. Chapter 1 of Job, what happens? Raiders come, kill all his servants, steal all his vast herds, his oxen, his camels, his donkeys. Then, if that wasn't enough, he loses all his wealth. All his children are gathered together inside a house, and the house comes crashing down on them because of a whirlwind. They all die at once. And then in chapter 2, he is personally struck with sickness. Satan comes and strikes him with boils from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. That's a lot of trauma. Do you think that trauma would wound you? It definitely wounded Job. How do I know? Well, if you look at the book of Job, he mentions the word soul like 23 times. 23 times. And a lot of times he's saying stuff like this. I am vexed in soul, mourning in soul. I'm bitter in soul. My soul is being poured out. He says stuff like that. And every time he says it, it's always in connection with all of these horrible traumas that he went through. So those traumas literally wounded Job in his soul. I think every person on the face of the planet has gone through trauma. How many of you have gone through a trauma? Many traumas? Yes. Daily traumas. Daily dramas and traumas. Sometimes, many times, those traumas can wound you. How many of you can kind of feel that inside your soul right now? That woundedness that has come from that trauma. You're going to get it healed, amen? You're going to get it healed. Everywhere I go, I hear the most horrible stories of traumas that people go through. And you can see the effect. As you're listening to these people and you're looking at them in their lives, you can see the pain and the woundedness inside of them from that trauma they have experienced, amen? So sin and trauma can wound your soul. What can these wounds do to you? Oh, the list is long. So I'll just start at the top, amen? For one, they can control you. They can even make you sin. That's what the Bible says. Listen to what Paul said in Romans 7:20. He says this, "Now, if I do what I do not desire to do, it is no longer I doing it. It is not myself that acts, but it's the sin principle which dwells within me, fixed and operating in my soul." So did you hear that? Here's the Apostle Paul, and he's saying, look, I'm doing things I don't want to do because the junk that's in my trunk. Amen? Paul's saying that the last thing he wanted to do was sin, but what was in here was controlling him. That's what wounds in your soul do. They control you. They cause you to sin. And you know what? There's only so much we can do to control our behavior. You know what I mean? To suck it in and to really like focus and to try to maintain and not snap or lose it. I mean, how many of you have those types of situations where maybe, you know, you've been repeatedly yelling at your husband or repeatedly yelling at your kids or doing something that you just don't want to do. And every time you explode on them or, you know, you do something like that, you're so upset. You're like, oh God, I did it again. I'm so sorry. I promise you I'm going to do my best not to yell at people again and help me, God, help me to stop. And but then, you know, a couple days go by and you do good for a little while. You can hold on. You have the strength to persevere through it. But then all of a sudden, blah, you just like do the Linda Blair vomiting pea soup on peeps. Spin your head around three times, you know, and then afterwards you're condemned. Like, I did it again. Oh my gosh. What is that? What is that when you can't stop doing stuff that you don't want to do? It's what Paul said. He said, I'm doing the thing I don't want to do because the sin nature fixed and operating in my soul. We're doing a bunch of stuff because we're being controlled by what's in here. The wounds in our soul are controlling us. They're driving people to drink, to go back to the drink after they've broken free of it. They're driving people to go back to the drugs when they've broken free with it. They're driving people to go back to pornography, even though they're trying desperately to get out of it. See, this right here, what Paul explained, is one of the reasons why people can't break out of sinful habits. Because they try with all their strength and they pray. Let's just take pornography as an example. You got somebody who's watching pornography. They don't want to watch it. They're a believer. They want to break free from that horrible habit, but they just can't seem to do it. They'll be strong for, you know, a couple weeks or two, and then all of a sudden they'll break weak. And they'll go back to it and they'll feel so condemned and horrible and, you know, and they'll repent again. What is going on? Why can't they break out of it? Because they didn't know that the original time they looked at that pornography, that sin wounded their soul. And now that wound is still in there and it's controlling them. And they're repenting and they're asking God for help, but they don't understand that there's another step that they need, that it's all about Jesus. You're going to find out what it is. And they need to apply it to their soul so that their soul can get healed. Remember what the psalmist said? He said, Lord, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. We get involved in a sin, be it drinking or gossiping or whatever it is, or pornography or whatever, even yelling and screaming at peeps. And then when we try to break out of it, we can't. It's so hard because that sin has wounded us, and now it's a Paul moment. Paul said, I do the thing I don't want to do because the sin nature fixed and operating in my soul. We're being controlled by the wounds inside here that came from trauma or when we sinned or when someone sinned against us. How many of you feel like that? That sometimes you just do stuff and you just don't want to. Come on, how many of you feel like that? See that? And when we start to get healed in here, you're going to start to see it's going to be so much easier not to scream and yell. So much easier not to go back to the pornography or the drinking or the cigarettes or the cussing or whatever bad habit that you have. Because you'll be healed and you'll no longer be controlled by the junk in your trunk. Amen?
The Bible is full of promises that God wants to heal your soul. Psalm 143 says, God binds up the brokenhearted and heals their wounds. We are all so wounded. And that's why I'm so excited to share with you what God has taught me about the soul. The Lord has given me real keys to breakthrough, and they really work. Listen, I'm committed to helping you get your breakthrough. The Holy Spirit has given me piles and piles of revelation about the soul, and each week I'm going to share it with you. When I started walking out these truths, I started experiencing one supernatural breakthrough after the other. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that I can't even count the amount of miracles I've experienced in my own life. Everything from miracles involving my family and my ministry to financial breakthroughs and mental and emotional and even physical healings in my body. When you hear the stories, you're gonna be amazed. Look, I'm not hyping you. You're gonna see as you watch these programs that you're really gonna have real breakthroughs in every area of your life too. We didn't produce these shows just to give you a good message. Our whole goal, even more than that, the whole point of this show is to help you get healed so that when you watch these programs, something real happens and you get a real, tangible miracle. I've seen thousands and thousands of miracles happen in our meetings, and now miracles are going to start happening in your own home.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of life change.
For years, I lived a life of drugs and violence, and I eventually ended up in prison. When I was out on the streets, I did major damage to everyone around me, and I was just one person. Now, think about this. Every year, hundreds of thousands of inmates are released. We need to get them healed while they're still inside so they don't do major damage to themselves and the world around them when they get out. For several years, we've been going into prisons and seeing that happen, and now you can help.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of The Healing School 6-Disc Set. With a gift of $28 or more, you will have a part in putting Healing School resources into the hands of a life that is ready for a chance to change. Again, call toll-free. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of The Healing School.
The Healing School CD set will open up your understanding to the deeper things in the Bible that you may have never heard before. So if you're stuck and you've tried everything and nothing has worked, this CD set will reveal God's healing power and bring results that really work. This set could be the key to your breakthrough.
Call now, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Next week, I'm going to teach you two simple steps to getting your soul healed. We're going to incorporate these two easy steps into every program, and you're going to see results. The great thing about this process is that both steps are all about Jesus, the blood from the cross and a power called dunamis that comes from the resurrection. Did you know that the word dunamis in the Greek means excellence of soul? That's right. This power called dunamis that comes from the resurrection has the ability to heal the wounds in your inner man. Next week, I'm going to teach you all about it. Until then, I decree that you are excellent of soul. For information on events, products, free videos, blogs, and even more, log on to my website, katiesouza.com.